Hello and welcome back to another great movie interrogation, at least I kind of think so, of another Final Destination movie here on Movie Deputy Reviews. And today we are talking about Final Destination 5. Now, we have really gone through a gamut of different ways to die between when these first started and where we were left after watching Final Destination 5. Some of them have traumatized us. Some of them have left us laughing. And they've all been somewhat shocking due to the gore and intensity level. Now, are you ready? Are you ready to see what they can do with one such as this? Because this one definitely goes in a different direction slightly than the rest of them, because there's no references to the other movies, at least not until the very end. There's no recurring character references. And so you may be wondering, okay, so how does this one fit in? And that's where this one struggles a little bit. It really is trying hard to find its footing because, and don't worry, this is not going to be a spoiler because I'm not going to give you any of the details, but Final Destination 5 is actually a prequel that happens before the first one that came out. Now, how is that relevant? Well, it kind of is the precursor as to what's happening with all of this. And in this one, you don't get like the real big intense type of death scenes like we get with a lot of the other ones. I mean, mind you, they're still intense, but they're not, I guess, on the same level, which is kind of surprising because when the first one came out in 2000, right at the edge of the millennium, and it's just, I can't judge movies from 2000 based on what the technology is as of today, and kind of looking at this one from 2011, seeing what they did with some of the other ones, it was like, okay, they probably could have done more with this, but again, it's still very heavy CGI because some of the stuff just is not going to happen. But what's happening here is you were brought along on a business team building trip, and it is for this paper company, and they're trying to put together this big thing of these team building things, all these employees, and they cannot stand their boss. Their boss is just a prick. Now, that's very, okay, you know me, I'm PG, at least on here. So I make this stuff family friendly, but that's not the word that I want to use to describe this dude. He is just an absolute prick. And you can insert your own adjectives you want to on there after you watch this. But of course, one of the people on the bus foresees something really horrible happening. And as we've seen with these movies, what he foresees is going to happen. But he does something when this is actually starting to play out that ends up changing how the rest of the story plays out. Now, like I said, don't worry, I'm not going to give you any spoilers on any of these. But there's a very particular death that takes place in a gymnasium. And it's so over the top in not just the gore factor, but just the shock, awe, and horror that I was like looking at the thing going, did they really do that? And why? What was the point? I know the whole point of these movies is the shock factor. That is the whole thing with these movies. And trust me, even though this one seems like it's playing out a little bit less, it's trying to be a little bit more where there's more of the background to the story, more of the background on the characters. And in doing so, it loses some of the oomph of the movie. And because of that, Final Destination 5 is just getting a 4.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, a 4 on Deputy is watchable but forgettable. It's one of those ones that you're glad you at least watched it once, but you don't really care if you ever watch it again. And a 5 is watchable, decent story, significant flaws. And so coming in right at a 4.5, that's coming in like pretty much this, in a lot of ways, this is watchable but forgettable. There's two scenes that you kind of carry with you that you don't really intend to. But it's just one of those ones that just kind of like you look twice at certain things after you watch these movies. Like still, it's like I cannot could be behind a log truck to this day. If I'm driving and it's like, nope, I'm going around same way with pipes and all that other stuff. It's like, nope, nope, nope. I'm not putting myself in that situation. So now, is that actually going to happen in real life? Likely not, but I'm not going to take that chance. And so there's a couple scenes in this one that make you just kind of go, okay. And you know what I'm talking about. There's different movies that just kind of raise the eyebrow and you're like, was there a point to that? And they're, oh, that's the point they're trying to make. So again, I do not recommend these movies for people with weak stomachs or who are sensitive to the blood and the gore and just the ugh. But if you are a fan of Final Destination, you are going to want to check out Final Destination 5, even with it being what it is, because it is a continuation of the story, even if it's a prequel to the story. So I know that may sound a bit confusing, but it makes a lot more sense than it seems, just because it plays out in a way that will, like I said, a lot of us have been scarred for life with some of these movies. And so I'm beginning to wear those scars as a badge of honor, like my recent injury. That's one of the, even from the day that it happened, and it's been almost 4 months, on the 25th, it'll be 4 months since this happened. But I tell people, it's like, you know what? At least I'm going to have an epic scar. I would not want to ever experience that ever again in my life. And I do not ever want to even experience anything close to that. But when it's all said and done, the scar will be epic. And I think that's kind of what we're left with these movies too, is we have epic scars on our psyches from some of these things. And so that's what I was really intending on carrying with me. After 2011, waiting a couple of years, I kept hoping that there'd be a 6. And then we get to like 5 years out and there's no movie yet. We get to 10 years out, there's no movie yet. So at that point, pretty much everybody I know gave up hope there would ever be another one. And then, of course, there's been buzz on social media and there's all this other buzz on things happening. But this buzz that is created on social media kind of does things sometimes. I mean, we end up with stories like the second Beetlejuice, and we end up obviously with a new Final Destination and some other ones as well that without social media, I doubt we would have gotten. So there are at least some good things mixed in with this mess. And I really hope that you come back tomorrow, because the newest Final Destination movie, Final Destination 6, which is also Final Destination Bloodlines, will surely leave you with shock and awe, because I am some of the things that happen in that one are just, even for Final Destination, they're over the top, but I think that's what helps make these movies. So if you have not done so already, please like and subscribe, hit that notification button so you get the notifications whenever these episodes go live. And as always, I will be back to talk to you soon. Bye.